אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in Sharm el-Sheikh on Monday, marking the first public visit of an Israeli leader to Egypt in more than a decade. Egyptian presidential spokesman Bassam Radi said the meeting helped in cementing the truce with the Palestinians. El-Sisi asserted Egypt's support for all efforts to achieve peace in the Middle East based on the two-state solution, a solution that Bennett rejects. Nevertheless, the meeting was cordial, and both leaders said that progress was made. The official photograph of the meeting showed the two leaders with their respective flags behind them, something not shown in past meetings in Egypt. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett on Friday marked the one-year anniversary of the Abraham Accords, the agreements that saw Israel normalize ties with the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain and Morocco, and move towards warm ties with Sudan. Bennett, who had not publicly commented on the accord since becoming Prime Minister, praised the new and groundbreaking chapter in the history of peace in the Middle East, established under his predecessor Netanyahu and the previous US administration led by Donald Trump. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged on Friday that the current administration will continue to build on the successful efforts of the last administration to keep normalization marching forward. Bahrain's first ambassador to Israel, Khaled Youssef Al-Jalama, presented his credentials to President Isaac Herzog on Tuesday at the president's residence in Jerusalem. Ida Nudel, who personified the Cold War struggle of Jews to immigrate from the Soviet Union to Israel, died on Tuesday. She was 90. Her death was announced by Prime Minister Bennett, who said in a statement that Ms. Nudel had been an exemplar of Jewish heroism for us all and who embodied the yearning for Zion at any cost. During the time of her campaign to be allowed to leave the USSR, Nudel had become known as the guardian angel for mounting a one-woman campaign to maintain communication and monitor the condition of her fellow prisoners of Zion. President Herzog of Israel, whose father, President Chaim Herzog, greeted Ms. Nudel when she arrived in Israel to a hero's welcome in 1987, said in a tribute to her, "It's important to remember and commemorate the stories of the prisoners of Zion, who with spirit and bravery changed the world." 36 families in a residential apartment building in Holon were ordered to immediately leave their homes by a fire official late last Saturday night after residents reported hearing cracking sounds and someone were unable to open their front doors. The building collapsed less than a day later. There were no injuries as a result of the collapse, although many families lost all their belongings. Since the Holon collapse, concerns over repeated incidents have led to multiple evacuations of old and crumbling buildings across the country, including in Kiryat Shmona. Two residential apartment buildings in Bnei Barak were evacuated late on Thursday night amid fears that the structures were in danger of collapse. Fire and rescue service personnel evacuated 9 families after they were called to the scenes when cracks appeared in the walls in one of the buildings. A city engineer who was called to the scene checked an adjacent building too and ordered its evacuation as well. Shmulik Peleg, the maternal grandfather of 6-year-old Eitan Biran, who survived an Italian cable car crash in May that killed his immediate family and is now the target of a bitter custody battle, on Friday defended his decision to bring the child to Israel from Italy. He denies he kidnapped his grandson, saying it was his parents' intention that he be raised in Israel. Biran's paternal relatives say he was taken out of Italy without their knowledge and have filed a legal complaint seeking his return. 3,020,716 Israelis have received a third virus vaccine since they began to be offered this summer. A serological study conducted at Sheba Medical Center in Ramat Gan has found that antibody levels in the body after the administration of a third COVID-19 vaccine dose were 10 times higher than those detected after the second dose. Yesterday, the FDA in the US said it was not recommending a third shot, causing concerns among health officials here that it would slow down their campaign. The positive test rate from the current COVID-19 wave are higher than in any previous wave, with thousands infected daily. 50% of confirmed cases last week were children. None of the seriously ill in the country, many of whom are in the 30 to 50 age group, have had the third injection. 7,494 Israelis have now died from the virus. On Monday, there were two separate suspected terrorist attacks. A Palestinian man tried to stab two IDF soldiers at a hitchhiking station in the West Bank, but was shot before he could inflict harm. A suspected terrorist stabbed two people in their upper bodies outside the Central Blast Station in Jerusalem before being shot by a police officer. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett granted interviews to all three major TV networks, as well as multiple newspapers and news sites, ahead of Yom Kippur. He was reviving a tradition that had been abandoned in recent years of the Prime Minister using the opportunity of the new Jewish New Year to address the public. Television, radio, and all commerce and entertainment closed on Wednesday afternoon and reopened late on Thursday night in honour of Yom Kippur. It was a busy day for Magen David Adom. There were 226 people injured while riding bicycles, skates, scooters and skateboards. 239 people received treatment because they fainted, were dehydrated or fell ill due to the fast. Paramedics took 1,838 patients to hospital, including 135 pregnant women. In addition, medics delivered another 8 babies. 12-year-old Barak Khoury of Ramat Gan was killed by riding his bicycle near Givat Shmuel on Wednesday evening. He was hit by 45-year-old Eran Azulai, who is suspected of driving while drunk. Azulai's remand has been extended until today. An 11-year-old boy from Kfar Shmaiyahu was injured seriously when he was hit by a car during Yom Kippur. For Israelis, Yom Kippur is not just the holiest day of the year, but it is also the anniversary of the war which cost 2,656 lives and another 11,656 soldiers who were injured. This year, the emphasis is on PTSD, which still affects many of the veterans. A story has come to light that has brought fond memories to some who served in that difficult time. When the Yom Kippur War broke out in 1973, legendary Canadian singer Leonard Cohen came to Israel. Convinced by Israeli artists to join them and go down to the Sinai Desert, where the battle was raging against the invading Egyptian forces, Cohen went from base to base, playing concerts for the soldiers. There, during a break between performances, he penned and performed what would become one of his most famous hits, Lover, Lover, Lover. One particular verse in the song touched the soldiers. The verse began, "I went down to the desert to help my brothers fight." Yet when the song was released to the world, the lines had disappeared. Canadian-born Israeli writer Mati Friedman has recently rediscovered Cohen's original drafts. Under the heading Airbase were the following words: "I went down to the desert to help my brothers fight. I knew that they weren't wrong. I knew that they weren't right. But bones must stand up and walk straight, and blood must move around, and men go making ugly lines across the holy ground." This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem and wishing all our listeners Chag Sameach for the upcoming Sukkot festival. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.